The Bible reading this morning is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, and we're reading verses 24 and 25.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading this morning.
Thanks to Neil and the team for sharing with us this morning. Thanks to Ange for sharing as well. It's always nice to... I like lighthouses as well. And one of my favourite pictures was in a previous appointment. We could see across from a place called Lennox Head in New South Wales and see the Ballina... the Byron Bay Lighthouse shining across the ocean, and it's one of those really precious memories from our time there, and it was always a great picture to be able to see. It doesn't matter how dark it got, that God still shone through. Well, this morning we're looking at love like Jesus. We're concluding our three-week series on love like Jesus, and we often wonder and often talk about why Jesus came. We look at John chapter 10 and it tells us that Jesus came to give us life and life in abundance, that he came to save us, to save our sins, and to seek and to save the lost. He gave his life as a ransom for us all. We believe those things, but we often talk about why he came, but we don't often talk about how he came. Well, it might be easy for us to get to the place where we say, well, he was a preacher, he came to preaching, he came healing, he came teaching as well. But the Son of Man, in Luke chapter 7, verse 34, it says these words, "The Son of Man came eating and drinking." Well, anyway, I'm totally happy with following Jesus when there's eating and drinking involved. I love food and love getting together with others, so I'm more than happy to follow the footsteps of Jesus if it means that I'm going to be going somewhere and eating and drinking and having a good time with my friends and my family. He was accused so much of eating and drinking that he was actually referred to at one point as being a drunkard. He got accused so much of it, and particularly at the wedding where he turned the water into wine, that there was accusations made at that time. For this morning, as I said, we're looking at this series, Love Like Jesus. And the first week, Debbie shared with us, and Debbie shared with us a great word that first week on what it meant to love like Jesus, that we needed to forgive sinners. Easy enough, isn't it? Or possibly not. And the second week we looked at that if we want to love like Jesus, we need to serve. We need to wash others' feet. We need to put aside, I won't do that, so that we can do whatever it takes to share with others what it means to be in relationship with Jesus. And this week we're looking at a verse of scripture that talks about if we want to love like Jesus, that we need to break bread. Now, it would be really easy for us to turn to a verse of scripture from Luke 22 and talk about if we want to love like Jesus, then we want to be involved in the communion process. But I think it's far more than that. I think it's about the richness that comes with community. There's an intimacy that comes. There's a fellowship and an experience that comes when we talk about being in presence with each other. Now, this is a really quite a peculiar thing to be preaching on today in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic that's been going around the world at the moment. And as Debbie shared, it's quite a entertaining and a funny scripture reading to be talking about when we can't be together, when we're in a space of isolation, why would you dream of preaching about community when we can't do community? How do we do community whilst in isolation? Well, I think scripture tells us the answer and gives us the answer. We're going to look this morning at what it means to break bread through the lens of fellowship. Now, if you want to open your Bibles at home, these words won't come up on the screen. You'll need to open your own Bibles at home. We're going to look at Luke's account in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, and these are words that I want to pair with what Debbie read for us this morning from Hebrews chapter 10. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Verse 43, everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Verse 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now, one of the most frustrating verses I find in Acts chapter 2 is that the Lord added to their number daily. I want that for our time as well. I want the Lord to be adding to our number daily. Now, through this online forum, God has been adding to our number daily, the people that have engaged in this way. I want to share with you and go across to Acts chapter 4, where it says that all their needs were met. Can you imagine that? That nobody was in need because all their needs were met. Community was the focus rather than it being all about me. I'm sure that you've seen in our world around us where things became just all about us. What's in it for me? We saw at the beginning of this pandemic that there were many people who were struggling to engage in a sense of community and make sure that we were thinking of others. But they broke together, they met together regularly. They couldn't do following Jesus and the teachings of Jesus, or following the way, which is what they referred to it in Acts. They could not do that on their own, that they met together regularly. They broke bread and had a meal together regularly. They couldn't do it in isolation. The reality is that there are many things and many things that have come about in the last sort of 50 years that have meant that our sense of community has been diluted. I wonder if you can think of any of those this morning. And if you can think of some of those, why don't you type them into the chat pod and share with that with those who are managing that for us this morning. What are the things that you think that have come into our world, the inventions that have come about, that have diluted our sense of community? Well, I think one of them is the air conditioner. When in years gone by, we would spend time outside. We would spend time in the heat of summer. We would spend time under a tree outside, maybe on the veranda, trying to get a cool breeze. But now we've got air conditioning inside. We go inside and we cut ourselves off from being in community. It could be something as simple as the garage door opener, you know, that we press the button as we're coming up the driveway. We don't get out to say good day to our neighbour as we're opening the garage door, no. What we do is we press the button, we stay in our car, we drive in, we close the door, and we go inside. Another opportunity for isolation. Many years ago, we didn't have fences. I remember even in, you know, my growing up years at my grandparents' place, there was no front fence at their place. And that was just... But now there are lots of places that you go that have front fences, back fences, side fences, and we make sure that this is mine, not yours. Don't come over here unless I invite you. we spend time disconnecting from others. One of the greatest inventions for disconnecting from others is the invention or the development of the answering machine. No, I'm not going to take that call. I'm going to see who it is first to see if I actually want to talk to them. It almost became a technological fence around our lives. And things have got even more crazy in recent years, where we've had the advent of online shopping and Instagram and text and Facebook. And whilst we say that those things connect us, it actually creates within us a sense of disconnect. Now, I'm not going to say that I am not happy for the internet and for technology in our time of COVID, because it has been the thing that has kept us connected in many ways. But there's also this thing called online shopping, online banking. Everything that we do is online, which means that we don't need to go anywhere. We can do everything from home, can't we? I heard the other day a 21st century version of those verses from Acts chapter 2. And these are what they say, and this could be true. This is not scripture. This is somebody's take on it, a bit of a play on words, but let's have a listen to what it has to say. The Christians were devoted to themselves and occasionally got to church when they had spare time. No one was filled with awe because there was no signs and wonders being performed by believers. Very few believers were together, and they had almost nothing in common because they spent no real time together. If they sold something, they used the money to buy something else. They ate on the run, kept to themselves, and were too rushed to enjoy one another's company or give praise to God. They claimed to love God, and they didn't really love, but they didn't really love each other and felt very empty and alone. As a result, most people disliked them and very few people were saved. Well, that's an exaggeration, really, isn't it? That's a gross exaggeration, but is there any elements of truth in there this morning? Are there things in there this morning where you think, oh, gee, well, I certainly did when I heard it. You see, I think for us to love like Jesus, we need to share the love of Jesus. Not just one-on-one, but as a community of faith. We need to do whatever we can to wrestle and fight for community in the midst of this isolation time. To be a Jesus follower, we need to be dependent on the grace of God. We need to be dependent on the love of God, but we also need to be dependent on the people of God to carry us when we can't go any further. Because there'll be times in their lives as well where we need to carry them. We need to do it alongside each other. One of the lies that I think we tell ourselves so often is that we think that we can do it all by ourselves. We can do this journey of life independent of others, when the reality is we have a strength in numbers, don't we? We have a strength when we come together and are encouraged in the faith, and we are spurred on to be all that God has created us to be. We're invited to be in a personal relationship with Jesus and yet still be in relationship and in community with others. We're not invited to do this on our own. We're not invited to do this in isolation. Whilst we are asked to be socially distant at the moment, we need to be doing all that we can to be spiritually connected, doing it alongside each other. When we are wanting to share the love of Jesus and do it in community, we need to make sure that we are doing it with others, with other believers at church. We actually need to come together, whether that be online or fighting for connection through all of the social distance parameters in which we're living with at the moment. We need to be fighting for connection, doing all that we can to be connecting with each other through all sorts of different ways, whether it be text message, whether it be, and even though I said before that was a way for us to disconnect from others, let's use it for good. Let's use those inventions that have created disconnection, yet let's use them for connection. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, Debbie read it for us this morning. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together. Well, we had to give it up because that was the government rules at the time. But let's not give up connecting with one another. Let's not give up leaving it to someone else to make that phone call, to make that connection. I've got to tell you, this week I received a card in the mail. That takes time. That takes effort, right? It was an encouraging card, and I received it on one of the toughest days that I had this week, and it spurred me on. It gave me encouragement. It was a light in a really dark, tough day. Now, the person who sent that card sent it 3 days before. How good, Australia Post. 3 days before they sent it, but it arrived at just the right God-appointed time that I needed it. Sometimes somebody sends a text message. They think, oh, I don't want to annoy the person. Sometimes that message comes at just the right God-appointed time. We don't know the journey that someone's taking in that day, but let's do all that we can to not give up meeting together. We may not be able to do it physically, but let's fight for community no matter what the cost. As some are in the habit of doing, they've given up meeting together. But let's encourage one another. And all the more, let's do it all the more. How often do we say to someone, I'm going to be praying for you this week? I think there's a presence, there's a power in being present, though, isn't there? There's a difference between praying for someone and praying with them. Oh, Wes, you don't understand. There are so many rules at the moment. I can't go and be with them. Get on the phone. Ring them up. Pray over the phone. It feels a bit crazy the first time, but once you start to get practice at that crazy of praying over the phone, it becomes part of your normal. You can do it via video link. You can do it via a whole bunch of different ways. Why don't you, instead of just praying for someone, ring them up this week and pray with them? Let's do all that we can to have a sense of presence and community in amidst this sense of disconnect that's happening at the moment through COVID. When we do get an opportunity to return to worship and to come back together and join in faith, and join in worship and fellowship together, let's not just think, well, I'll just watch it at home. It's just the same. Let me tell you, it's not the same. Nothing about it is the same. There is nothing the same than coming together and worshiping together. The fellowship that we are missing out on, I know that they talked about my extroversion before, but it's what I'm grieving is the fellowship with others, the fellowship alongside others. Studies have shown that most people are coming to church about once in every 4 weeks. Once in every 4 weeks. Well, the reality is that if you don't come 3 out of 4 weeks, if we have new people that come, they're not going to have the richness of the God flavors that come from being in community together, because your key ingredient is not here. We want you to come and be a part of our community of faith together. We can do it better when we do it together. When we want to share the love of Jesus, we want to not just do it with other believers at church, but we want to do it with a committed community of people. The reality is that for many of us, we feel that we're busy. I don't have time. When we join together for fellowship on a Sunday, whether it's online or in person, whenever that happens in the future, we say we don't have time. When the reality is that for you and for me, I spent more time on social media yesterday than I'm going to spend at church here today. Often, we spend more time watching a movie yesterday than we will spend in church today. When we say we don't have time, what are we actually saying in that space? We want to do this sharing of the love of Jesus. We want to break bread together. We want to do community with a community of believers. If you were to call Fast Salvos your home at the moment, you would know that it's not always perfect. In fact, it's not. But what it is, I hope, and what we wrestle for and fight for all the time is to be an authentic community of believers who are broken people coming to Jesus to be healed and made whole. And that might be your experience this morning where you've come and you've said, oh, Wes, I've got a list of things as to the reasons why I can't engage in being in community with each other. I'm much more comfortable doing it from home, on the iPad, on the computer, on the TV. Well, I want to tell you that if you want to become a part of our church this morning, and or you're feeling all isolated and alone, why don't you direct message us. Don't do it in the chat pod, but direct message us at Fast Fern Salvos, and one of our leaders will make contact with you. We don't want you to be isolated. We don't want you to feel alone. We want to do this life together with you. There are many people who say, no, I'm never going back to church because when I went to church the last time, I was hurt. I've been hurt by the church. Well, I want to tell you this morning, me too. Me too. I've been hurt by the church as well. And there have been many times where that's happened. But what I want to tell you is that I don't come to church for the people who have hurt me. I come to church to worship alongside my community, acknowledging that I come as a broken person, acknowledging that they come as broken people, that we come to the healer. We come to the life giver, and we ask for him to fill us, to heal us, to make us new. When we say that we want to become part of a committed community, we want to break bread together in the homes. We want to eat together. We want to praise God for all that he's doing. And we look forward to the Lord adding to their number daily. You are so lucky to be part of a loving community who has its faults. Our online community has its faults. We don't always get it right. But what we do is come together in whatever form that we can. Each and every day of the week, we have what's called a daily dose of hope. It's just an opportunity for you to connect in again and keep connected. And we're going to be singing in just a moment. But if after church this morning you want to keep connected throughout the week and continue to be part of this community, why don't you subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Salvation Army Fassifern, and you will see on there each and every day a daily dose of hope. Sometimes they're from me, sometimes from others, but on there you will see just a reflective thought where we get an opportunity to be in community together. Our worship team's going to come and join us in just a moment. And they're going to lead us in a song that says, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. Well, that's what we're singing this morning. We're singing about that. But if you want to love like Jesus, you need to be able to forgive others. You need to be able to serve. And there might be ways in which you can serve that you've never thought about before. You need to have the commitment to serve others and also be committed to breaking bread together and being in community. God bless you, friends. Have a great week.